Hey, I'm John DiLiberto, and you're about to hear an Echoes interview. We get some amazing musicians to come to the show and talk about their music, but it costs money to produce these interviews and get them out to you on the air and stream them for free. So while you're listening, think about where else you can hear up-close and personal interviews like this, and then make a donation of support to Echoes at echoes.org. We really need you now more than ever. Now sit back and enjoy. It's going to be great. I'm John DiLiberto, and you're hearing Echoes. We've been following Danish singer Anne Sobel since her debut album Philharmonics back in 2010. It was an Echoes CD of the month. With her third release, Citizen of Glass, she explores themes of privacy, secrets, and transparency in both an NSA sense, social media sense, and personal sense. Anne let us in on some of the secrets of Citizen of Glass after a live session for Echoes. Anne Sobel has always made personal music, going back to her debut in 2010. Her songs were interior reflections couched in an intimate chamber music mood.
Down by the river, by the boat, where everybody goes to be alone, where you won't see any rising sun, down to the river we will roam.
But she says her new CD, Citizen of Glass, is different.
Well, I wanted to make an album where you sort of felt like you were stepping into the head of another person, or in this case, me. And I like books, and I like films, and I like albums where you feel like you see the world through the eyes of the person telling the story.
And the glitter from my heart.
Anne Sobel is sitting in the Cutting Room Studios in Manhattan, performing a live echo session. Her long blonde hair falls in disarray around her slender shoulders, and she sits shyly behind her Nord electronic keyboard. She almost uses it as a shield, and that might be an appropriate stance given the themes of Anne's Citizen of Glass. The title comes from a German concept of privacy.
Yeah, it comes from the German term Gläserne Mensch or Gläserne Bürger, which is sort of a social science term for how much privacy the individual has in relation to corporations or the state, you know? And when they don't have any privacy anymore, they're completely transparent, then they are glass humans or glass citizens.
In the age of Edward Snowden and the share everything world of social media, this seems like an especially timely theme.
I was really interested in how transparency or the illusion of transparency is built upon our ability to imagine things, and how this whole new world and whole new audience we sort of have with the internet is just depending on our own imagination, actually, and what we have of inner pictures. And I think people who really grew up with the internet and these social platforms, they work with this unconsciously, like they sort of know, they can sort of play with these things, these expectations, with other people's expectations.
Nowhere is that more apparent than in the song Trojan Horses. Anne doesn't just explore themes of privacy in a surveilled world, but personal privacy in our intimate worlds. Many of the songs on Citizen of Glass concern guilt and secrets. One of the songs is Stone.
I always wanted to make a song about love and guilt, because I think it's sort of really intertwined. And I think we have a tendency to sort of control each other in our intimate relationships with guilt. But I also think you have, the more guilt you have, the more you love the person, you know, so that it's somehow connected.
Secrets continue in Familiar. The song features what I thought was a male madrigal choir, but then I found out that the choir was all on a sobel.
And I wrote Familiar about a secret love affair, and then the secret becomes a ghost. That was sort of the idea. And then I wanted the ghost to sing the chorus, like this ghost voice. And I tried to do it with my own voice, which just sounded ridiculous, and it didn't sound like I was a ghost. And then and then I found this pitch shifter effect and pitched down the voice to fifth, and suddenly this man's voice appeared, and I really thought it sounded still like me. I was surprised how many people thought it really was a man.
The arrangements on Citizen of Glass are as rich as any that Anna Soba has explored with a lot of attention to sonic detail. She mutes the strings of her piano with felt for a softer sound and uses inside the piano techniques. She doesn't have a drummer or a percussionist, so many of the beats come from her banging on things.
Well, I like to play on the strings and on the piano and on the floor, and sometimes I just tap a pencil or something on my desktop, and then I edit it and mix it together with other sounds. And actually, that's how I made most of the beats in this album. Also, a lot of breathing sounds and Familiar, you talked about in the chorus, the rhythm and the breath have also been pitched down to get this sort of more scary sound. That doesn't sound so much like me.
I'm a ghost. Dance so sweet and slow, dug up from below there to dance God.
Her strings are reinforced by an ancient weapon, the trautonium. It's an electronic instrument that dates back to 1929. It's a complex apparatus, a mix of primitive electronics and mechanical devices with wires and metal plates and leather straps. It only had a few adherents over the last century, and among them was the late Oscar Sala, who played it like this. But Anna Sobel uses it differently, tucking it in the mix, reinforcing her live strings for a slightly otherworldly tone.
There's almost no string without trautonium in there as well, to get a more sort of metallic and less actually beautiful sound.
Anna Sobel's Citizen of Glass isn't so much an introspective exploration or one of those confessional singer-songwriter albums. It's about hidden thoughts, clandestine acts, and things that go unspoken.
I wanted to have songs on the album about secrets, and because on one side I think it's good to tell your secrets, on the other side I think it's wonderful to have some secrets for yourself. It can be very also good for your music. You have this feeling that this is just me who knows about this, and a lot of ideas can spring from that.
You can try to unfold Anna Sobel's secrets on her new album, Citizen of Glass, on Play It Again Sam Records. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Droid apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.